And there's another hot issue that I'm going to ask you about.
Too. Sure.
And that's the AI issue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of schools of thoughts about AI. Some saying that AI won't really take jobs away from workers, that it just moved into different categories. And there's another school of thought saying that AI definitely will take jobs away from workers.
Sure.
So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it depends. It depends on, well, there are a couple things I think about that. It depends on how much power workers build to have contracts that say you're not going to, like, lose jobs to AI, right? Like, that has to be a written agreement. It can't be a handshake or, the word of the boss is only so far as that pen goes, you know? And if it's not written, it's not real. In terms of, I mean, this gets into a sort of a meta question about technology just in general, right? Mm-hmm. Automation, technology, AI, all of these things in a society that prioritized people, all of these things would work to the benefit of everyone. However, AI and these, you know, these technologies are not being used for the benefit of the people. They're being used for the benefit of the billionaires and the ruling class and this group of people who, again, wants to pay workers nothing if they don't have to. And so I think that at a certain level, we've heard these complaints before, you know, whether that's, automation is gonna destroy us. Computers are gonna take all of our jobs. AI, you know, there's always gonna be that threat because there are always gonna be people who don't want to pay workers and don't want to pay workers fairly. I think it's always gonna be an issue.
And there's a lot of unions down there. I read that when they renegotiate their contract, now they're putting that AI clause.
Exactly right. So, you know, I don't know if the postal workers are going to put that in our contract because we're coming up on a contract cycle. Mm-hmm. But it is a really interesting question. And I know that at our meeting last night, the musicians, you know, they were saying, yeah, AI is also terrifying for musicians because all you need to do is, you know, program a little bit of this, get a little smattering of this person's voice. Mm-hmm. And now you can actually just clone, really, like this person's voice and make it do whatever you want it to do. You know, they call these deep fakes in imagery and in terms of, I heard a Beyonce song being sung by Johnny Cash. And I was like, wait, what is this? You know, and I was like, I don't think this is possible. But it was just AI had figured out how to do that. So it is very scary for a lot of folks in terms of, you know, their rights, their abilities, the screen actors, you know, when you can kind of make AI do, you can put someone's face on, you know, on anything. It gets really scary, you know, because now you don't need, human beings. But I also think that, like, this has been a perennial issue, and we as workers just need to make sure that the technology is working for us and working for workers and not for the bosses.
Okay.
And for society. So, you know, I think that workers and unionists take a view beyond just themselves,
right.
and need to do that. You know, we saw the Chicago teachers, you know, they advocated for, like, community parks as part of their bargaining because they recognize what that does to people outside of the four walls of what they're up to. And so I think that's valuable.
Right. You know, I have a whole lot of other questions to ask you,
sure.
But I'm not going to burn you.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk again.
Sounds good.
Right. But I do want to ask you about the membership.
Sure.
You know, because I know that a lot of issues and struggles, union members find it hard to try to get their membership to get involved in this.
100%. 150%.
Right? And I don't know what strategy they have to use or do, but what are your ideas in terms of what issues that will activate union members
right.
to get involved?
I mean, that's the perennial question, Willie. I mean, that's the question. I mean, we asked, literally, Willie, we asked this question last night at the Labor Council meeting, and everyone had the same kind of deer in the headlights, you know. And I think it comes back to having relationships and having one-on-one conversations, knowing what you want, and having the relationships and the conversations with people to get you there. I think those two things are really the quintessence of it. They take a lot of time. And right now, you know, we're being bombarded with all this extra stuff and all this extra, you know, X, Y, and Z stuff. So we feel like we don't have the time. I know for me personally, like, you know, I'll put something in a newsletter and then just expect people to read it. But then I'll get a newsletter and I won't read it, you know. And so it's kind of like, you know, but if someone calls or texts or whatever, you know, that's wholly different. I treat that very differently, because it's more intentional and it's more personal. And I think that that's ultimately where we have to be.
Okay. All right. Is there any other thing you want to say or any point you want to make?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so one of the things that we're really excited about, I think, is that there are a couple events that we just want to like be excited about. Mm-hmm. So, on April 27th, the Area Labor Federation is having the annual business meeting. So that's going to be from 10 a.m. Till about 12 p.m. And that's going to be, you know, a union business meeting. Union members and union folks are welcome to be there. It, you know, in terms of voting, that's for delegates, but ultimately it's going to be great. And then at 1:30 on the same day, on Saturday, April 27th, is International Workers Memorial Day. And that's always a very solemn time to remember folks who have died, either occupational, you know, due to occupational hazards, or either died on the job. Unfortunately, we do have some suicides this year, and a homicide, I believe, that are all folks in the Capital Region who've died in the course of their work. And that's really something I think that we have to remember.
And that's open for everybody.
And that's open for everybody, yep. I think it was Mother Jones who says, mourn the dead, but fight like hell for the living. And so that's kind of the mantra of that day. So that's going to be on April 27th, and I think that's going to be, again, here in the Labor Temple.
What's the address of the Labor Temple?
890 3rd Street, Albany, New York, 12206. And so we'll be having that again on April 27th from 10 a.m. to 12. And then there will be a lunch, so you know you can come and enjoy lunch. Mm-hmm. And then at 1:30 is the second portion, the International Workers Memorial Day. Then right after that, I mean, there's so much going on. Right after that, we've got is May Day. So May Day is International Workers Day. We're going to be meeting at the New Scotland Starbucks over right by Albany Medical Center at 10 a.m. to have coffee and celebrate those workers. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have our meeting, our Labor Council meeting, that first Wednesday, which is May Day, here at the Labor Temple as well. And I think we're going to have some food, maybe some music, and just trying to get to enjoy folks a little bit more. But we're going to start that probably 6 o'clock, maybe even a little bit earlier than that. And then shortly after that, a week and a half after that, we're going to be at Tulip Fest here in Albany, and we're going to be tabling to talk with people about unions, about unionization, about having those conversations to make sure that, you know, we're engaged. And then, and then on Tuesday, May 14th at NYSET, is the American Labor Study Center annual gathering that they have. And on Wednesday, May 22nd, here at the Labor Temple, is the Labor Religion Coalition's annual gathering. So the next, over the next month, or you know, 6 weeks, is going to be a lot of labor-oriented things, which is always exciting. It's always a lot to get involved with, but yeah, so excited about labor religion, excited about the American Labor Study Center, excited about being at Tulip Fest, excited about the Area Labor Federation business meeting, and the International Workers Memorial Day. So just like lots to put on the calendar.
Okay.
That's how we build worker power. Yeah, Ibrahim Pedrinyan, president of the Albany County Central Federation of Labor.
And the American Postal Worker Union Local 390.
That's it. And what do we always say? All power to the workers.
Okay. Struggle continues.
That's right.
Thank you.